Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us is Michael Kranzdorf. He is the chairperson of the Jewish National Fund, the JNF. And we wanted to just get an update on the solidarity trip that we spoke to him about a few weeks ago. Mike, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Tell us.
How's it going?
It is going very, very nicely. Thank you for asking. Tell us about the trip.
It's been great. I was really, we've been up north so far. We've spent most of our time up north. We had a very moving memorial service in the South African forest for all the South Africans that have lost their lives in the war. Unfortunately, there were four new names of South African soldiers that have died, and some of the families came and spoke. It was incredibly moving. And, Rabbi Perez's mother actually spoke, which was quite an interesting story. Her parents, Daniel Perez's great-grandparents, actually were involved in the establishment of the South Africa Forest. Wow. And she remembered being there with her parents at the opening of the forest, but she never imagined that she would once again be at the forest to commemorate the murder of her grandson. So right. It was incredibly moving experience. And then we've also been exploring the north. Last time we had our solidarity trip, we had to cancel the northern part of the trip because of the war with Hezbollah. We got caught in the war with Hezbollah.
Yes.
This time, fortunately, we've been able to go right up to the Syrian border. We met one of the guys that was involved in the operation to bring children from Syria to Israel for medical treatment during the Syrian civil war. And really fascinating to hear about his experiences of interacting with Syrians and how they feel about Israel and the change that's really taken place from the last few years with the regard to the Syrian population and their views of Israel and the impact really that humanitarian effort to bring thousands of children to Israeli hospitals had on changing the mindset of the people.
That's incredible, because we often hear these stories, but we don't see that they actually do have a positive outcome or positive response. It's really quite gratifying to hear that.
Absolutely, and also we had lunch at a Druze village in the Golan Heights, at the town of Macht al-Sham, where the Hezbollah rockets killed 20.
How are they managing? How is the community healing?
So what's very interesting is that the Golan Heights, the Druze, were very different to the Israeli Arab Druze. The Golan Heights Druze actually never took on Israeli citizenship after 1967, when Israel gained access to the Golan Heights. They actually retained Syrian citizenship and were actually, I would say, neutral, even sometimes anti-Israel in their approach. Mm. But since October 7th and the fall of the Assad regime, obviously the massacre at Macht al-Sham, where the rocket fell and killed 21 kids, there's been a complete sea change. You see Israeli flags flying in these Druze villages now. They want to be part of Israel. There's been a massive increase in the number of Golan Druze that are joining the army. A huge increase in the number that have actually taken up formal Israeli citizenship. So it's actually a very, the loss is obviously painful, and the community is obviously, reeling from that. But there's been a positive outcome from it in that they've rallied and decided that their fate is the same as the Jews, and working with us, which is really an amazing positive story.
It really is. What is the atmosphere in general like in Israel? I mean, you've been on a number of these, you've taken a number of these solidarity trips, some of them very soon after October the 7th, all the way through to now. Where is Israel? What is your observation in terms of how people are feeling, responding? Is the war effectively over as the experience that you're having is?
think there's elation and a lot of relief that the hostages have come home, the living hostages have come home. Obviously, there's still six bodies to be returned, and that's still a focus. But I think that's given people the opportunity to breathe and to feel a little bit of relief. But this is still a country that's at war. We shouldn't kid ourselves. You know, as we were up in Matula, and it all seemed very quiet, and Kiryat Shmona, and we were looking into Lebanon, and as jokingly remarked, how quiet it looked. And a few hours after we returned back south, we got reports that Israel had started bombing Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon again, and that the residents of Matula and Kiryat Shmona should, you know, be aware and take shelter and not be concerned about the noises and the attacks. So the war's not over. I think that's something that Israelis understand, that you know, there's still soldiers dying, and there's still, and I think people are tired, but very resilient. You know, I think that's incredible. Still the case, that people and people realize that they can't rely on anybody else, that they've got to rely on themselves, the world, international institutions. I think there's a lot of skepticism about the fact that an international force will be policing Gaza. I think Israelis have learned the hard way over many years that international peacekeepers don't keep them safe.
And nor have they, unfortunately, nor have they ever. Before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you, because I see that JNF is part of, is a WZO, and where there's been the conference, they were electing officials, then there was this controversy that Yair Netanyahu was getting a position, and there's just been so much chaos, politics, allegations. I just wanted to understand from a JNF perspective what this means, what impact this has, if any.
Sure, Howard. So the key Zionist institutions that were established before the state came into being, one is the World Zionist Organization, the other is the Jewish Agency, and the third is Keren Kayemet Leisrael and JNF. We were the funding arm of the Zionist movement and a separate organization to the others, but we would raise the money and then help fund the budgets of those different organizations. So we don't actually have a vote at the WZO, but we Keren Kayemet actually funds the WZO, but the chairperson of Kakal of JNF and the board is actually elected by the WZO at this conference that's taking place. The chairperson of the JNF in Israel and some of the board will be elected. You know, so we as the JNF South Africa don't go to the conference or have a vote. I know that, I mean, I'm obviously disappointed. It looks like Rabbi Peres won't be the chairperson of the WZO because of internal politicking. And I think that's a great tragedy. I think he would have been a fantastic chairperson for the WZO. You know, as you said, it's been a balagan. There have been three agreements. They all seem to have fallen apart. It seems like it's a lot of politicking, people looking for positions rather than policy. I think that's disappointing. I read yesterday that has pulled out of the agreement and called for the nationalization of the JNF and the closing of these Zionist institution. I think that's a real, first, I think it's a misunderstanding of how they work and their role in Israeli society and Jewish society. You know, these are institutions that represent world Jewry and their contribution to building the state. So to nationalize them and bring them under the auspices of the
might
state
not be
is
the most effective way of managing
exactly.
it. Right. We don't have more time, unfortunately, but it was just interesting for me to try and understand it, because there's so many different messages coming out of it that sitting here quite far away from it, it doesn't really make a tremendous amount of sense. And whatever it looks like doesn't look so great. So it was interesting just to hear your perspective. Thank you for that. We do need to leave it there. Carry on having the most unbelievable experience and trip, because it certainly does sound like that is what is happening. That is Michael Kranzdorf, Jewish National Fund, JNF chairman, talking to us about the experience of the solidarity trip that they are currently experiencing and enjoying.